This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. You can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. Big news as we embark on our local news roundup at 7:09 on your Friday morning, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. This has a piece in Biz West via the Greeley Trib by Ken Amundson. Well, breaks some pretty interesting news as McDonald Toyota, this is a Littleton-based automotive dealership, has acquired two dealerships from Greeley-based Ehrlich Motors. Now, the acquisition includes Ehrlich Toyota of Greeley and Fort Morgan and the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram store in Fort Morgan. Ehrlich's Toyota of Laramie dealership in Laramie, Wyoming, was not part of the deal, nor was the I-25 Kia dealership in Longmont, which Ehrlich owns jointly with Phil Marzoff. Ehrlich CEO Scott Ehrlich said, no, he hadn't been looking to sell, but, apparently the opportunity not only presented itself, it was just one that was too good to pass up. Now, buyer of the Greeley and Fort Morgan dealerships was McDonald Holdings Incorporated, which does business as McDonald Automotive Group. Now, there are some interesting similarities here when it comes to the respective dealerships' backstories, because like Ehrlich Motors, the McDonald dealerships were formed in the 1940s by the grandfather of the company's current president, Michael McDonald. The family originally operated in New Mexico and moved their operations to the Denver area back in 1964. Prior to the Ehrlich purchase, the company owned Volvo, Mazda, Volkswagen, Hyundai, Genesis, and Audi dealerships, excuse me, mostly in the Littleton area. It opened a boutique Polestar electric car store in Cherry Creek just this month. Polestar is Volvo's entry into that electric vehicle market. Now, Ehrlich said McDonald represented a good fit with the Ehrlich culture. Back to the similarities. They're a good family, he said, that has a lot of similar values as I do, I believe. But, he continued, they have a fourth generation coming into the business, and none of my kids were interested. They still have the future generation coming in, and I didn't. Now, Ehrlich's automotive history in Greeley, in the Greeley area, dates back to 1946. This is when Reuben Swede Ehrlich founded Swede's Repair Shop in LaSalle. That eventually evolved into a chain of dealerships with Swede's son, Scott, his sons, Scott and Stan, taking over the family business back in the early 1980s. Now, Ehrlich said he's completed a dozen buy-sell agreements over the years, selling some dealerships and acquiring others. But Ehrlich is also well known in Greeley and Northern Colorado for his philanthropic endeavors, including founding the College Promise Scholarship Program. He said, I think it was sort of the fabric of the community in Greeley, and especially some of the people that I was around. It was the right thing to do, said Scott Ehrlich. I think it's good to give back. Scott Ehrlich received the Northern Colorado Business Report's Bravo Entrepreneur Award in 2002. He was named a Weld County Distinguished Citizen by the Boy Scouts of America Longs Peak Council in 2013, and he was inducted into the Colorado Automotive Hall of Fame in 2015, this among a multitude of other honors. He said the sale of the two dealerships to McDonald does not mean he's retirement. Asking the question Scott Ehrlich did, what is retirement? I'm not sure where everything is going to take me. I'm 59 years old, he said. I don't know how much. I don't think I want to take on as much risk as I've taken in the past, but I do know that I'll probably continue to want to exploit the right opportunities. But Ehrlich said, that's probably not likely to include another purchase. He did take the time in this piece by Ked Admonson in BizWest via the Greeley Trib. Scott Ehrlich did take the time to express his appreciation and his gratitude to Ehrlich's customers and employees over the years, saying, "I feel so blessed to have been in Northern Colorado, and I truly thank all of our customers and all of our employees. It's tough," he said. "I'm no longer going to be part of the Greeley or Northern Colorado market, and it's been a great, great place to be. And I'm just thankful for everybody I've been able to work with over the years." This as this McDonald Toyota, Littleton-based automotive dealership, has acquired two dealerships from Greeley-based Ehrlich Motors. And Scott Ehrlich, we appreciate all that you have done for so long for the community. 714 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. This time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, brings something for kids of all ages to center stage now through August 22nd, a real don't miss performance of Shrek the Musical. Tell you what, for tickets and show information, just jump online, visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, Broadway in your backyard.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. Today's headlines, podcasts of Mornings with Gail and more, and a schedule of upcoming sports broadcasts. Find them at 1310kfka.com.
And as our local news roundup continues at 7:22 on your Friday morning, 1310KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, the city of Loveland has selected a consulting firm to conduct an independent review. This is following the controversial arrest of a 73-year-old woman with dementia. Now, this process, according to a piece by Nate Lynn out of 9 News, is expected to take several months to complete. Now, according to a release from the city of Loveland, Chicago-based Hillard Heinz has been hired to conduct an independent professional standards investigation regarding Karen Garner's arrest and assess the Loveland Police Department's policies, practices, and procedures. Now, the release goes on to describe Hillard Heinz as a, quote, national-level strategy and research leader on police department operations that, quote, brings a proven approach grounded in best practices, close quote. Okay. Hillard Heinz was also chosen by the Louisville Metro Police District in the wake of the death of Breonna Taylor and conducted the assessment of the city of Minneapolis's response to civil unrest following the murder of George Floyd. So obviously, this firm, a heavy hitter to be sure. The firm also provides assessments to dozens of other cities, institutions, and police departments across the country, including Denver and Boulder. Now, Loveland City Manager Steve Adams said engaging in this independent review of this incident is indeed an important step to ensure trust and credibility in our police practices. Accountability, he went on to say, is essential, and we feel the urgency to move forward with this experienced consulting firm to better understand how to do just that in terms of moving forward. Now, the release said the firm was awarded a contract of up to $150,500 for both the assessment and the investigation. The investigation itself is expected to take 2 months to complete. After that, according to the city of Loveland, Hillard Heinz will work with the city and the Loveland PD to assess its strategies and practices and, quote, develop a roadmap for LPD's future, close quote. The release said that process includes confidential interviews with Loveland City Council, key city stakeholders, and Loveland Police Department staff, as well as community members. The assessment is expected to take 3 to 4 months. Loveland Police Chief Bob Tyser said this independent assessment offers the men and women of the LPD a chance to highlight our strengths and learn more about our growth opportunities, adding that he fully supports the process and has pledged to cooperate with the city in any way necessary to ensure the assessment team has access and insight into what's needed to thoroughly satisfy the objectives of this in Denver. The release went on to say that multiple community forums are planned this summer as part of the effort, which, by the way, the city of Loveland will be supporting. And if you're interested in staying up to date on the process, you can simply jump online and Google the City of Loveland's Karen Garner webpage. As you're aware, the June 2020 arrest left Garner with a broken wrist and dislocated shoulder led to criminal charges against two of the officers involved. Garner's attorney has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit related to this incident. 7:26 now, 1310 KFKA, Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Something I wanted to pass along because we saw, well, a number of coping mechanisms throughout the past 13 to 15 months in which our lives were turned upside down and inside out as a result of the ravages, and I use that word not launching into hyperbole whatsoever, but the ravages of COVID-19 that affected so many of us in a myriad of ways. Among those coping mechanisms were an increase. I mean, it was a huge uptick in COVID pet adoptions. Certainly you've been following this as well. Maybe you adopted a pet as well from a shelter. Perhaps you bought one from a breeder, whatever the case may be. Now, it's interesting because across the country, what we are seeing as people are returning to their version of the new normal and indeed returning to work, sadly, well, the pandemic pet adoption industry seems to be going bust as more and more people are sending their animals back to the shelter as they head back to the office. All right, don't even get me started on this. That to me is unimaginable, and I don't mean to be passing judgment. Far be it from me. I just wish those folks that had adopted the pet understood a little bit more, perhaps had a little bit more information as to what they were getting into when it comes to the demands, the care and feeding, the training of a pet. And yeah, if you adopt a puppy, you know what you're in for. I mean, my forearm arms were covered with Band-Aids after we adopted Rudy because puppy teeth, no, he's not aggressive. He's just a puppy when he was a puppy. And we adopted him when he was all of 8 weeks old. Now, he was a pre-pandemic adoption, but let's just say those puppy teeth are like razors, aren't they? And yeah, then you have to deal with potty training and everything else. But sadly, I can't even imagine giving up this little fur baby, this little bundle of joy. But just got a call to action from the Weld County Humane Society because as a result of a number of factors, including the increase of strays after the tornado, and yes, folks returning animals post-COVID, They're at capacity at the shelter. Their intakes have jumped 45% compared to last June. So they're running an adoption special today through Sunday. They're calling it Summer's Cooler with a Shelter Pet, and offering you a great opportunity to pick up a pet at the Weld County Humane Society. You can get dogs 1 year and older for $120, kittens under 1 year for $80, and cats 1 year and older for $40. So if you want to give a pet a second chance, welcome that fur baby into your home. The Weld County Humane Society is making that possible with their Summer's Cooler with a Shelter Pet Adoption Special Friday through Sunday. All you have to do for more information is just jump online and visit weldcountyhumane.org. 7:30 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Oh, they're still yipping at the Fed, huh? Another Fed official makes another interest rate prediction. What, do we have dueling interest rate predictions? Is the Fed merely poking the bear to see what kind of reaction it gets? We'll get Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth in Loveland's reaction when he joins us at 7:35. 7:30 now, 1310 KFKA.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, as Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton sing, sometimes the best way to say something is to say nothing at all. Does the Fed need to zip it? Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth in Loveland, in now.
That's good. And what you said before the bottom of the hour is the Fed poking the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now bear with me and let me tell you what happened yesterday. First, take a look at what was said by the Fed yesterday and then what happened this morning. So today is the second day of market reaction to the Fed's anticipated announcement yesterday that it has raised its inflation forecast from a 2.4 to a 3.4% annual pace, and that two interest rate hikes may be necessary in 2023. Now, yesterday and again this morning in futures trading, there was a mixed reaction to that. But then, in an interview this morning on CNBC, St. Louis Fed President Jim Bullard said it was natural for the Fed to tilt bullish in its announcement yesterday, and the first rate increase from the Fed will likely come next year in 2022.
Wait,
man.
What?
Yeah. Now he's.
I thought it was 2023. At least that's what we were told initially.
That's what Jay Powell said yesterday. This morning, now Jay Powell is at one level. He's chairman of the Fed. Jim Bullard is president of the St. Louis Fed, and that's his opinion. So on that, the markets just said, no. The Dow was down some 400 points. In just the last few minutes I've watched it, it was down like 317 a few minutes ago. Now it's down 398. And that is about 1.1%. The S&P down 0.9%, 38 points at 4,183. And the NASDAQ, less damage there, down 0.5%, 79 points at 14,082. If the markets were to close where they are now, the S&P would close down about 0.7% for the week. The NASDAQ would close up 0.6% for the week. So again, this don't go end of the world on me here. It's just a reaction to the Fed, to one Fed official saying one thing one day and another Fed official saying another thing on another day.
On what planet do they think that this conflicting messaging is positive in terms of their overall credibility?
I can answer that two ways.
And I know you can't get into their heads, but...
Yeah, I can answer it two ways. It's not like they were... I don't believe they're on the phone planning this. I think Powell was doing his job. Bullard, who's not a voting member of the board that makes these decisions, has his own opinion. And CNBC calls him up because he's a Fed official and says, can you do an interview with us this morning? And he speaks his mind. Mm-hmm. So these things happen. They'll continue to happen. It has not necessarily any more than little bearing on where the market is going long term. It doesn't have any bearing on where the market's going long term, really, because no one can forecast these things that far out.
Yeah, that's a good point. But again, it just goes to, we've seen so many conflicting messages throughout a time of COVID-19. It seems to me that, they might have just had, like a Zoom meeting and say, hey, let's try to get at least somewhat on the same page.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah. On Thursday, yesterday, after the remarks from the chairman of the Fed, mortgage rates rose to their highest level since April and are up 1/4 of a percentage point since last Friday. The rate on the 30-year fixed rate mortgage hit 3.25. Mortgage rates generally move in the direction of the U.S. 10-year Treasury, and the U.S. 10-year Treasury is at 1.5% this morning. West Texas Intermediate crude oil, the benchmark U.S. crude oil, at $70.77 a barrel, and Bitcoin this morning, at my last check, is at $37,200.
There you have it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weekend. Markets could very well close lower today, simply because, once again, I say big news on Fridays. Traders, the short-term traders, don't necessarily want to be exposed over the weekend and sell when big news happens on Friday. And a comment like this from Bullard this morning could be classified as fairly big news.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But it's just a comment, just one man's opinion.
This is true, but, let's just say he kind of carries a big stick.
True.
So.
Because Fed. Mm-hmm. Is that's on his business card, you know?
All right. Another thing that's also a big deal, well, maybe not in this immediate moment at 7:40 on your Friday morning, but a big deal for all of us, those retirement years. Yes, they will get here much more quickly than you think. And you don't want to be caught without a plan. I mean, you've worked hard your entire career, your entire life. And, I would say it doesn't matter where you are on your career track. It does matter, because the sooner you start that planning process, well, stands to reason, the better for you. And no one better to talk to than Keith Weinman at Presidential Wealth in Loveland to get that plan going. But it all starts with your questions. Certainly you have a multitude of questions regarding retirement, particularly now in such uncertain times. So how do you bulletproof your retirement plan? All you have to do is get in touch with Keith Weinman at Presidential Wealth.
Let's get that question answered. 970-776-7500. Easy way to do, like over the weekend, just call and leave a voice message. Let me know who you are and where you are. It's just nice to know where listeners are. What town you live in Northern Colorado, or anywhere for that matter. And let me take a shot at your question. If you want to leave your number, fine. I'll call you. And we can talk about it personally. I would love to. If not, that's okay. I may use a question on the air, because if it occurs to you, it probably occurs to other people. And I love questions. So 970-776-7500. And if you want to talk about that retirement plan, ensuring the quality of life for the rest of your life. We can chat about that, too.
Sounds like a plan, by the way. Happy Father's Day in advance.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth. 7:42 now, 1310 KFKA.
The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA. More local talk coming up next with NOCO Now and Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Well, that $5.4 billion transportation boondoggle, funding plan has been signed into law. What a great workaround around Tabor as well. It's a rose by any other name, as this bill is going to cost us a big time. But, no. It's not taxes. It's merely fees. One and the same. 7:52 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studio. So, in a rather, well, I would say, fawning piece, as Governor Jared Polis signs this $5.4 billion transportation funding plan into law just yesterday. Alexander Burness writing in the Denver Post that Colorado lawmakers have been promising us for years to fix the state's underfunded transportation system. And just yesterday, Governor Jared Polis signed a law that he and State House Democrats firmly believe finally does the trick. Oh, sure. Just throw more money at it and call it something that it isn't. Call it a bipartisan plan, which, by the way, it was not. Oh, and while you're at it, why not go ahead and usurp a commonly used phrase, steal it from John Caldera, president of the Independence Institute, as you're making the announcement, as Polis did at this bill signing event held off of I-70, that I-70 exit west of Denver, saying this bill will fix the damn roads in Colorado. Yeah, but it'll do it in such a way that was not the intention of the effort that was put up way back when by John Caldera and others in order to fix the roads. This bill is probably about the worst example of a bait and switch that I have ever seen. So, the bill he signed, and we spent some time talking yesterday with Weld County Commissioner Scott James about this bill and how, once again, it's being marketed and being sold successfully, obviously. That's that Senate Bill 260. Yeah, it's projected to raise $5.4 billion by the 2031-32 fiscal year, 70% of which would come, ding, 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 from new fees. Oh, brilliant, isn't it? Because if there's one thing that Colorado taxpayers and Colorado voters can agree on, it's let's not raise taxes. We've had enough of that. That's what we have Tabor for. Oh, yeah, we had Tabor until they figured out very crafty ways to work around it. And they did just that with this transportation bill. So those new fees will kick in. Get ready for it, because here it comes, starting July 2022, on everything from deep breath, gasoline and diesel fuel purchases, retail deliveries, ride hailing services, electric vehicle registration. Oh, yes, and let's not be remiss and forget about car rentals. Now, apparently, more than a third of the money from the fees will go to new state transportation projects, mainly for highways, bridges, and tunnels, and most of the remainder is going to be split among local government transportation projects and maintenance, paying off debt take under previous road projects, incentives for folks to buy electric vehicles. Talked to some extent yesterday about it's kind of a tough sell these days. I mean, yeah, I believe electric vehicles, the number on the road these days, make up about 3%, up from 2% not so long ago. But once again, a tough sell is you've got all these programs in order to coach us to be more readily open to electric vehicles. Interesting that we need to be coached. Oh, and don't forget air pollution mitigation projects, inspired by the fact that transportation is the largest source of emissions in Colorado. Governor claims the bill will create at least 27,000 jobs in the next decade. Color me skeptical. How about you? 970-353-1310. Drop me a text on our 1310 KFKA text line. 757 now, 1310 KFKA.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. If you miss any portion of Mornings with Gail, go to 1310kfka.com to download the podcast today. Back to Gail.
Coming up, we're going to be talking oil and gas, so you want to keep it right here. KFKA Greeley, it's 8 o'clock.